It might be a good idea while you still can to convert your fiat currency notes into long-term storable food. Use my link in the description and get $100 off instantly for this survival food. Do it while you still can because, guys, I cannot guarantee that they're going to have this available in the future. This is very important, guys. This is something you're not seeing on the mainstream media. They should be talking about this every single day. The text of 3571, S-3571, it's, from what I understand, it's going through the House and the Senate at the same time, which, from what I understand, is kind of a rare occurrence. Again, this is by Senator Sherrod Brown, who is good friends with Bill and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation cartel there. And I just want to hit some highlights. We're not going to talk about this entire bill because I've already gone over it in another live stream, but it really bears repeating because I want to show you this document that's kind of a companion document with it from the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. That's the Zionist banking elite. That's the elite of the elite. So let's go over this real quick. Something we have to understand about this Banking Act, Banking for All Act, they want everybody to be banked. According to some statistics, about 25% of the United people in the United States are, quote, unbanked or underbanked. And they want you to be hooked into the bank. One of the ways they're going to do this is through the CARES Act. They're going to constantly throw stimulus at this thing. They're going to constantly be devaluing the dollar while they're throwing stimulus. And they're going to get people, it's kind of a 1-2-3 strikes you're out. They're going to create this bill, which is going to create money out of thin air, which is going to completely demolish the dollar, which that is the planned organized partial shutdown of the U.S. economy in the second quarter. It's not about COVID. It's about decimating the dollar so that they can go to a one world digital currency. Make no mistake about it. This is what this is all about. We got to keep on talking about this. Mainstream media isn't talking about this. We want to talk about this because this is one of the most important things to talk about, not to mention the martial law and the Agenda 2030, Agenda 21 that they're trying to foist on us. You know, the martial law, the 100% lockdown. Police state, the activation of the FEMA camps. This is all going on. The eradication of our food, the emptying of our shelves. That's why it's very important right now that you take your fiat currency while you can and buy food, buy firearms, buy ammunition, silver, gold, things that you can trade with. You know, probably in that order. Food, water purification systems, firearms, ammunition, then silver and gold. You're not going to be sitting there when your kids are crying and they're starving and they have empty bellies going, gosh, I wish I'd bought more Bitcoin. Gosh, I wish I'd have bought more Ethereum. I understand the investors in Bitcoin and Ethereum, and I totally get the economics of that. And it's like a, you know, it's like a safe haven for the dollar since the dollar is losing its value so quickly. But so they're going to make this bill, trash the dollar, and then put everybody on the hook as a government slave. They're going to get that handout of $1,200 or $600 a week or whatever it's going to be. But they don't want you to just hold out your hand so that they can give you physical money or a physical check. They want to digitize you. They want you to be completely banked, and that's what the Banking for All Act is. It's S-3571, and this will be enacted. They want to enact this. This is part of the International Monetary Fund plan to screw not just Americans but the entire world. This digital dollar, and that's what they're calling it. Look at this. Digital dollars. The term digital dollars, I'm not going to go over all this, but we are going to just touch lightly on it because it's very important what the IMF is going to say here. The term digital dollars means dollar balances consisting of digital ledger entries recorded as liabilities in the accounts of any Federal Reserve Bank. There's going to be a digital wallet. Member banks are going to be participating. They're not required to participate right now, but mark my words, they will soon be required. And not only that, they'll be demanded by the people. The people will go, they'll go to their smaller state banks or their county banks and say, hey, we want you to be a part of the FDIC. We want you to be a part of this. I want to continue to bank with you and I want to be banked, but I want to be getting my stimulus check through you guys. And that's how they're going to get you. And then they got the pass-through digital dollar wallets, and then they're going to make as kind of a focal point or a depository or a place where you can actually, you know, go to an ATM type of thing at every post office across the country. So they're going to bring that into it. But the most important thing here is that they want to have this done by, right here, in general, all Federal Reserve banks shall, no later than January 1st, 2020. Guys, that's around the corner. Tomorrow is September 1st. September, October, November, December. 4 months, 120 days from now, they want to have this enacted. This is S3571. It says, by January 1st, 2020, make digital wallets available to all residents and citizens of the United States and to businesses domicile in the United States. Everybody, they want on this Federal Reserve IMF hook. Every single person. But wait, there's one more thing you have to understand. Because see, they're going to trash the dollar. And they're going to convert to digital dollars. They want to keep that dollar there because they want the transfer to be nice and even. They don't want to freak people out too much and talk about the doing away with the entire currency. Watch what the IMF says about this. This is their heart on this issue. This is what they want to enact, not just in America, but in the entire world. And make no mistake, they aim to do it. Check this out. There has been much discussion about eliminating the zero lower bound by eliminating paper currency. But such a radical and difficult approach as eliminating paper currency is not necessary. There's been much discussion about eliminating zero lower bound by eliminating paper currency, but such a radical and difficult approach as eliminating paper currency is not necessary. Much as during the Great Depression, when countries were able to revive their economies, check this out, revive their economies by going off the gold standard. Why do bankers want you to believe that you can revive an economy by going off the gold standard? Because gold standard is an honest money system. Why is gold and silver an honest money system? Precious metals is an honest money system because you have to use thought, intelligence, labor. You have to find out where the mines are. You have to dig for it. You have to unearth it. You have to bring it to market. You have to purify it. You have to do all the production involved to bring that gold and silver. You have to weigh it. There's a lot of stuff involved. You can't create it out of thin air. Creditors, bankers, international cartels like this, these financial cartels, do not like not having power to print money. They don't want you to take that power away from them. A gold and silver standard constrains the money manipulators, like Benjamin Franklin said. He was convinced that the Revolutionary War was started because of an unsound, dishonest money system. An honest money system constrains the hands, it shackles the hands of the international banking cartel. They can't do anything because you can't print gold and silver. You can print fiat currency. Gold and silver is real, sound money that requires honest day's work and an honest day's effort. And it can't be hyperinflated. And it makes you stay within your bounds, within your means. Easy credit, you can go outside of your means real quick. You can see that with individuals with credit cards. They got this magic credit card that has all this money on it. And now they start spending more money that they have and they get themselves into trouble because now they got to pay all those interest rates at the end of the month that they wouldn't have had to pay if they lived within their means and just lived a humble life and just paid as they could go, as they could afford it. Now, there are some people that leverage their credit cards and they go, you know what? I would have bought this stuff anyway. I can control myself and I just pay it off at the end of the month and I can escape all those interest charges. That's not a lot of people. They say 75% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck and most people don't even have $10. They don't even have $10 in their bank account. 23 or 24% don't even have enough money to have a bank account. That's why they want you to be not unbanked, not underbanked. They want banking for all. That's why they got the Banking for All Act. There's a reason they want to do this, and it's not for your good. It's for your harm. It's for their good. They want you banked because they want you categorized. They want you tracked. They want you traced. They want every single transaction to be under their watchful eye and their scrutiny, and they got the database to do it. So check this out. All that is needed to empower monetary policy to cut interest rates as much as needed for economic stimulus now is to change from a paper standard to an electronic money standard and to be willing to have paper currency go away from par. They want paper currency to go away. Why? Because they want a ledger for every single one of your transactions. Did you buy something? Oh, we know when you bought it. We know what you bought. We know how much you spent. Do you want to sell something? We know exactly how to do what you're doing there. We got our eyes focused straight on you. Gone will be the days where you can take your paper currency and go to your neighbor Bob and say, yeah, I'm interested in that shotgun you have for sale. I'd like to buy a box of shells along with that too. They're going to find out everything. It will enter into a registry. They'll know what you bought. They'll know what you got. Everything will be in the database. That's what they want. This isn't about COVID. This is about control. This is about total control. This is from the IMF. What I'm going to do at the end of this video is I'll leave you the link to this. As a matter of fact, I'll put it in the chat room right now so you can look it up for yourself. There's 15 points at the end of this paper. It's got a little PDF thing where you can go to this free download right here and you can find out exactly what the IMF is planning for you and me. It's right here where it says free download. By the way, this publication date was October 23rd, 2015. They just sit there. They have so much money. They have so much power. They just sit there and they'll bide their time for years, decades, a century. They'll wait. They know they've got their move. You want to talk about playing 5D chess. These people are 10 moves ahead. The question is, and the only reason they've gotten to where they've gotten is because we have fallen asleep at the wheel. We've allowed this to happen. We allowed things. Yeah, they did it in secret with the creature from Jekyll Island, and they went to Jekyll Island, Georgia, and hammered out the Federal Reserve Act in 1910 and brought it online 3 years later in 1913. But we allowed that to happen. We allowed a dishonest money system to come. See, a lot of people don't understand this, but back in 1920, there was a bigger stock market crash than there was in the 1929 crash. But because the Federal Reserve didn't do anything, didn't start throwing boatloads of money at it, it recovered very, very quickly, like within 18, well, I don't even think it was 18 months. In less than 18 months, it bounced right back. Then they started getting involved. They started getting their wits about them, and they understood, they were understanding more and more about what they were going to do with the economy. And then 1929 came along, and then 10 years, it lasted like 10, 11 years. Couldn't dig them out because the J.P. Morgan interest and all these people were throwing all this funny money at it. It was burying people deeper and deeper and deeper in debt. So that's what they have planned. That's what the Banking for All Act is about. That's what S-3571 is about. And that's what the International Monetary Fund is talking about here. Now let's switch some gears right here. If you have any comments about this, leave them in the comment section below. I'd really like to know what you have to say about this. How are you? Here's a question. How are you going to resist the digital dollar? Because I'm telling you guys, if we're going to unite on anything, if there was ever a time to unite on something, this is it, and now is the time. We cannot go to an all-digital currency, an all-digital one-world Illuminati currency. We can't do it. Can't do it. Go to barter. Go to those greenbacks I talked about where there's actual real gold bills. Go to something, but it's got to be physical something in your hand that somebody else will take, and everybody's got to be – most people have to be on board with it. We cannot be taking our oars out of the water at this point and just letting the boat take us backwards. We got to keep rowing and keep doing it. So my question is, what are you going to do on a local level to make sure that this S-3571 doesn't come to pass? That the International Monetary Fund fails? How are we going to get rid of the Federal Reserve? What are your ideas? How can we get the IRS domestic terror cell off our back? Those are the questions I want to ask you. Leave those answers or leave your comments in the comment section below and share this video with everybody, you know, because this is super important information. This is not just going to affect you and me in America. It's not just going to affect you in Oklahoma and Texas and California and Maine and Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is going to affect everybody everywhere. The entire world is riding on the reserve currency, which currently is the dollar. They want to move away from that reserve currency and make it a digital dollar, and they want everybody to be bowing down to this. And they got the U.S. military, the military industrial complex to back everything that they say and enforce this as the law of the land globally. This is a global takeover. Organized, planned, partial shutdown of the U.S. economy in the second quarter so that they can have time to bring in this digital dollar. So how are you going to resist it? Guys, we already know that they want to decimate the dollar, destroy the economy, bring us into a cashless society, and eventually make it difficult for us to even get food. That's why I constantly promote My Patriot Supply. Every chance I get, I turn my fiat currency notes into long-term storable food. This stuff is awesome. It's got a 25-year shelf life. And one thing we're all going to need is storable food. It's better to have it, not need it, than need it, not have it. With my link in the description, you get $100 off of every order instantly. It'd be a good idea to order it while you can, because I'm not sure how much longer they're going to be able to ship this out. My link for your $100 off discount is in the description below.